What's going on, y'all? In this podcast, we talked about a crazy conspiracy theory I had.
Why I have trust issues.
And shoot, did we fall off?
You'll find out by the end of this episode. I got my hater blockers on.
This nigga does this shit every fucking time. Bro, I'll come into the stew. And ready to record, and I'll be singing some shit. Next thing you know, this nigga repeats it as soon as we start the recording, bro. You have done it with almost half of our shit. I'll be noticing
it. How do they know that, though?
Huh?
They don't know that, bro.
They don't know that. But exactly. I'm letting you know.
What
I know
y'all see? Y'all see me, right?
I did that shit first.
I got my hater blockers on.
It's television. If you can't beat him, better join and make your decision, nigga.
Saucy Santana, the greatest gay rapper of all time, bro. Name a gay rapper better than Saucy Santana.
Shit.
Lil Nas X ain't got shit on Saucy Santana. I don't give a fuck what nobody
says. Wow, nigga.
Lil Nas X is great, bro. He's dope, but can he do makeup too? Come on now.
Saucy Santana
that made every single girl that you got a crush on in the industry look amazing. And that's facts.
Yeah, I guess you got a point.
That's facts.
I guess you got a point.
Name one female rapper that ain't got this shit done by Saucy.
I don't know.
You can't.
I don't know.
I can't. I don't even know all the female rappers, but I know he got my favorite ones.
I know a better gay rapper than Saucy Santana is probably like Lil Wayne or some shit.
No, it might be Donald Glover for real though.
Donald Glover.
Did you see that picture of Childish Gambino?
Nah.
Hold up. Look at this shit, bro. This outfit was insane. Hold up. I'm about to pull it up. I meant to screenshot it, but I'm scared to go to my photos. I don't know what's in there. Look at the eyes. That's when I knew some shit was
up. I'm finna cap you down though, bro. I'm starting to realize like fashion is really not like fashion and sexuality don't have to go hand in hand. So just because he dressed like that doesn't mean that, you know, he's gay.
Let's read the comments. Let's see what the gay people have to say about it.
Okay, that's fine. I'm just saying, From going to that little event with Taj and shit like that, I'm seeing niggas with crop tops. I'm like, huh. That nigga made that look cool.
No, I ain't gonna cap.
I don't think he's gay.
I feel like a crop top ain't gay. Like, he ain't never, like, cause niggas used to wear them shits to football practice.
But like I said, to some people, they might associate crop tops with women and then start thinking that nigga's gay. Same thing with painted nails. Although I would never do painted nails.
I would never do painted nails.
The most I would do is probably get like those little stickers. Or some shit on my nail.
I used to put the when I played baseball, I played catcher. So I had like lime green stickers that I put on my finger for every game. And one time I forgot to bring the stickers, so I had to paint my nails.
Well then nigga, you would paint your nails.
That was for sports. Was that helping you at any point? Yes, cause I had to call pitches. And when you call pitches, the pitcher has to see your fingers.
Ah, okay.
And so like you can't really see because, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't see. That's why I had to put them high-colored stickers on there.
Ah, okay.
So I painted them so he could see what I was calling.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah. But, yeah, like I said, I wouldn't associate how a nigga dresses with how they are. So
that nigga has cleavage out, though.
Yes, but at the same time, he's just being free, bro. We got to stop putting a box. I'm all for stop putting, like, boxes and labels on people, bro. If the nigga says that he's gay, then that nigga's gay. Until then, I'm going to assume that he's... Well, I can't assume that the nigga's straight either, but just, I don't know. I'm just minding my business, you feel me? That's all I'm doing. I'm just minding my business.
So that fit wasn't sus to you?
That fit, it don't matter to me. It's not affecting my life.
What do y'all think? Was that fit sus? Are we going to put the picture in there? We be saying we be doing all of that shit, and then my computer's slow as fuck. Like, I have a, and it's brand new, bro. Like, this computer came out like 2020, 2021. But I guess I'm trying to run so many programs on that bitch. By the time I finally get to actually being able to put mouths to words, I'll be like, fuck this shit, bro. I throw a picture in this bitch, it bit might crash.
I feel it, bro. So we'll figure it out, though. But honestly, like I said, it ain't affecting me. Let the nigga be gay. If he gay, he gay. If he not, he not. Shout out Frank Ocean. There we go.
Shout out Frank.
But shit, let's get into it.
Yo, what's good, everybody? I'm Trey.
It's your boy, Million.
And you have now tuned in to Listening to Millions.
This is deeper than a podcast. I need y'all. I want y'all to come sit down with us.
And today, we don't have nobody because we focusing on ourselves right now.
Say it again, man.
Just like my ex told me to do.
We got to focus on ourselves. We gotta build ourselves, build our brands up first.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that's what we want you to get used to seeing us a little bit more, man.
Yeah. We like, the interviews, we enjoy talking to people, but I feel like we've gotten away from getting us out there, getting our face
type shit. But and that's what plays into, I think we fell off.
Yeah.
Like, I'm dead ass, nigga. I think we fell off.
Why you think we fell off, bro?
I think we fell off or I don't know. I feel like at one point we had our peak, nigga. You think we peaked yet, nigga?
No.
No?
Okay. I told you this, bro. If you realize, bro, ever since we started, TikTok has always worked in waves. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, like, even when we first started, our first video had 1,000 views. Then it was 40, 40, 40, 40, 40. Then we had another video get 1,000 views. Then it was like 100, 100, 100, 100, 100. Then we got a video have 5,000 views, 7,000 views. Like, all right. Then it was like 500, 500, 500, 500. Then we had 10th. Like, that's gotcha, nigga. 67% of the people who watch our videos are not subscribed to the channel. Please, if you fuck with the content, if you're coming back to watch it, just give us a subscription.
It's not that hard. I might have to fight you. We can shoot our ones right now. No cap.
But please, subscribe to the channel, man. This is how I feel like that's how
I ain't going to cap. So we hit 940. It was like, bro, I ain't going to cap y'all down, man. This shit hurts my feelings to this day. 900,000 views on TikTok, bro. 900, almost 1 mil, nigga. I was so ready to make that motherfucking post. You have no clue. I was so ready to make that post, bro. Almost hit that, and then I call up Trey, and I'm like, yo, bro, you say they took down our sound from every single video. And, bro, like, I kid you not, y'all, like, every single video, the sound was turned off for some reason.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, what the fuck is going on, bro? So we tried to change it, and then woke up in the next morning, and everything was straight, except the videos that we changed.
And I was like, bruh. Because at first I was like, TikTok gonna work it out, right? And then so then he's like, no, we gotta do this. I was like, it says you can change it. I went in there, I changed it. Cause like, damn, this shit really gone. And that's when we fucked up. We should have let TikTok.
So now
TikTok, we emailed you, bro. I swear to God, I emailed you, bro. Please just give us our sounds back, bro.
Bro, I'm telling you, bro. Ever since that video, ever since that shit happened, our videos have never been the same.
Bro, yes, bro, they haven't,
like,
bro.
They've been hoeing us on our clips lately, bro. And that's why I've been like, damn, my nigga, I think we fell off.
Nah, it's not a fall off. Like I said, I feel like the way that TikTok works is like, it works, like I said, it works away. So we'll have our peak and then it's moving out. Because now we can hit like, because before the last peak, it was a consistent 800, 900. Mm. Now it's a consistent 2,000, 3,000. So we're going to peak again. It's gonna probably we're going to hit 1 million views. We're going to hit 1 million, and then we're going to have a consistent 10,000 for the rest of our lives.
But see, that's my thing, though. Maybe, honestly, on some real shit, in order to be able to fall off, you have to be on. Nigga, we haven't even been on for real.
We've been up. We haven't been on.
We've been up. We haven't been on. That's the perfect way to say that. We've been up. We haven't been on.
Hell yeah.
Because we definitely... What is, like... When can we actually say we're on, my nigga?
I don't want to say blue check. When we start getting consistent money, when we at, I feel like we on. If we was at where Lil Flossy at right now,
nah. Until I'm able to quit my job, that's when I'll be able to say.
That's what I'm saying. Lil Flossy said he could self sufficient. Oh, he could self sustain off his YouTube checks.
But Holla is also.
He said he would just like he would be. He would have enough to live.
Yeah. See, and that's what how it is with Holla too, and he's able to. Shout out Big Holla. He's able to live off of his YouTube money, his podcast money, and stuff like that with no jobs at all. But I still don't even think that nigga's on for real.
But you know, he's on the AMP team too.
Oh, he's on their team?
Yeah, like he does like behind the scenes shit with them.
Oh, I didn't know that. So
he get a little money for that too. Now I don't think if he's not on the AMP team, he's on like somebody in AMP's team, like Chris Next Door's team or like somebody within AMP, he's on their team where he's like, I think he does like some form of creation consultant. You know what I'm saying? But everything he does is off of it's off of content. That's what I'm trying to get, bro. Like my homeboy Ryan, he started a podcast. He was like, hey, bro, can you help me get started? I was like, hell yeah. Like I'm trying to get to where I can learn how to show people how to do this shit. So when it's time to like really start consulting, I can be like, all right, bro, you want to grow? You do this, that, that, and then
that's
boom.
Facts. That's
like,
big I'm trying facts, to, bro.
Because you don't make your money off of being like this. You make money off of this, but you want to be a brand like you were saying.
That's
earlier.
Big facts. I just still, I don't know, bro. I genuinely don't feel like, I don't know when I'll be able to say that I'm on, bro.
I ain't gonna cap.
I think I have a specific number, but I'm gonna keep it to myself until then.
I feel you. My number, I ain't gonna cap. I'm gonna feel like I'm on. You give me anything over 10,000, I'm like shit.
You on?
But I'm very. I understand accomplishments and goals. Mm-hmm. So like, you have to be able to pat yourself on the back, but still understand that you have a place to get to.
Facts. And that's what I try my best to do. Pat myself on the back. But we'll get into that in a little bit, y'all. How have you been doing, my guy?
I've been doing great. I've been a lot better these past few weeks. And also, you know, my birthday just passed.
Yep.
So I had a great birthday.
Happy birthday, nigga. Happy birthday.
This is probably my favorite gift right here.
And what is that?
It's a wristband or a metal bracelet or whatever. And it says, "Love you, Uncle Trey, from Ava and David."
Oh, so sweet, bro.
Yeah,
so
my sister sweet. Got me that. So this is probably my favorite gift.
Oh, that's so yeah. sweet, man. That's so sweet, bro.
Hell yeah.
So what all did you do for your birthday?
We went out to goddamn eat. Goddamn. Hold up. I had something I want to talk about. I got to redraw my memory. All right, bet. But yeah, we went out to eat. I didn't even read the shit. I'm tripping. I locked the phone to open it up. Okay. But yeah, we went out to eat the Stoney's. And Stoney's, I love steak. So Stoney's is a steakhouse. It's one of my favorite steakhouse. And they have like these delicious steak biscuits, bro. It's not like a biscuit with steak in it. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, the steak rolls, they just call them steak biscuits. Them shits are so good, bro. How you get your steaks cooked?
Medium well. I like a little blood. Just a little.
Medium well. That's too cooked, bro.
Oh, you like yours rare?
I like it medium rare. I don't like it medium rare. Okay, y'all. Okay, I spent the whole summer with white people. All right, uh-huh. So I'm eating lunch. You know what I'm saying? I worked in the sawmill. Yeah. And even in Peachtree City, I'm still in the sawmill. So I'm eating lunch with them every day. We going to Longhorns. They put me on, bro.
Really?
You have to try medium well. It's so much juicier, bro. Like, medium well. Like, medium well is tough. You, like, you chewing the... Bro, I'm telling you, this shit melts in your mouth when it's medium rare. Pause. Pause. Mm. But speaking of food, bro.
Sounds like constipation to me,
bro. Nah, that shit's good, bro. But speaking of food, bro, you can't do everything you see on the internet, dog.
Why you say that?
Bro. All right, so I seen this video of this girl cooking ramen. You know Lisa Nguyen. She's that Asian girl that does like all the cooking videos. Bro, I tried to do make ramen like her, bro. I was playing the TikTok, pausing, doing getting all the spot. My shit came out so nasty, dog. I had all the ingredients she had, bro. I'm boiling the ramen. I'm like, she was like, boil the egg for like 7 minutes because you wanted to run.
Yeah.
I tried to boil in the egg. I like my eggs hard boiled. Mm-hmm. I tried to have a little runny egg in that bitch. That shit, I couldn't even get the damn eggshell. I'm like, bro, I ain't do something right. I mix my sauce the way she mixed her sauce. Her shit must have tasted way different than mine. My shit was sour and fuck. Damn. I was like, God, you can't do everything that you see on the internet, man.
I can't cook, my nigga. I genuinely cannot cook, bro. I tried to make fish tacos. And you know what? I was like, you know what? I'm like, for some reason, I just feel like nobody could tell me shit. So I don't even try and look up ingredients or nothing, my nigga. So I started formulating, coming up with a plan. Like, okay, so this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to get the taco seasoning. I'm going to get the fish. Well, I already had the fish. So I said, I'm going to get some lettuce. I'm going to get these ingredients to put into that motherfucker. I burned the fish. And this happened last week, my nigga. I burned the fish. And, bro, I'm a college student, bro. Yeah. I have to eat this shit, nigga. Like, there's no wasting food from right here at this point where I'm at right now. So I burned the fish, so that shit came out hella dry. I spilled the damn lettuce everywhere. I don't have knives to cut vegetables up or anything. So they was all, they was diagonal and shit like that. They looked terrible, bro. And it was just a terrible fucking piece of work. And I still had to eat that shit.
No, I can cook. I just cook. I guess I can't cook ramen, bro.
Ramen is hard. That's cultured food, bro. Yeah, like, when you start cooking cultured stuff, you need like.
And that's what I thought. I thought I had it in me, bro. Mm-mm. Cause you know how much, bro. You know Chinese food, my favorite food, bro. I almost ate at Panda Express damn near every day this summer. So I was like, not saying Panda Express is real Oriental food.
It's not. It's not.
Tin Drum is delicious. You know what I'm saying? That's a real oriental spot. But I haven't. Yeah, I just thought I eat a Panda Express every day. I go to Tin Drum every once in a while. I know what I'm doing. Mm-mm. I don't. I only think my noodles.
No, you get noodles from Panda Express.
I get the super veggies, and I'm a person of habit, bro. So I get orange chicken and Beijing beef every time. Super greens, orange chicken, Beijing beef.
The only Chinese food, the only thing I get from any Chinese food spot is rice and chicken. It has to be rice and chicken. Rice, sesame chicken. Until I go out of town or out of the country to actually get some real like shit.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going
to
keep.
We should have went to Chinatown was in New York.
Oh, damn. They have the whole little China spot.
Yeah.
Damn, we should have, bro.
Hell yeah.
We really should have, bro. I miss New York so much, bro.
I do too. I want to go back. We got
to
go back.
Fuck going back. I want to live, nigga. I would love to live down in New York, bro. That's so serious.
Tripping.
Bro, the amount of grind that niggas have over there is like crazy to me, bro.
That's what my sister was talking about. Like, my sister was able to, because, you know, she's not working right now.
Yeah.
She was able to save up a year's worth of salary so that she ain't have to work this whole year.
That's what I'm saying, like, bro.
Niggas, when they go to, bro, when you have to go to New York, you have a different type of drive.
I keep on telling people, and it's like, even the crackheads out there had a hustle going on. Instead of just asking for money, they was like giving you something in return.
No, nigga. Like that.
Even
one
if
nigga
it was
gave
like shit, let me suck your dick. Like, no, let me suck. Like they giving you some type of service for the money, my nigga. No, they work like for their money.
Like that one nigga, y'all boy smoke.
Yeah, they were.
What'd he say? That nigga, damn, it's on the video. That nigga said, $3, $5, $40, and then just kept running some shit like that. That shit was funny. Or that nigga we ran into, bro, who was trying to sell us those comedy tickets.
Yes, bro. And not to say he was homeless or anything, but like I said, it's that nigga was definitely homeless. Constant fucking hustle.
Granted, and he was a liar.
Granted, we was in Times Square.
Yeah.
We was in Times Square, so that's probably not how the real New York is. Like in Brooklyn, I'm sure they'd be chilling sometimes. But still, even then, like, I would love to stay in Times Square, like, bro, the amount of fucking moving around, all that
nigga,
shit.
Nigga, do you know how expensive it would be to stay near Times Square?
No. I know. Even if it was kind of where your sister was staying, though. That yeah, shit is so, man.
My sister stayed. Like, I love my sister's spot. I'm actually kind of mad that she moved from out there.
New York is the move, bro. I kid you not.
I'm actually extremely mad that she moved from out there, if we're being honest.
Here's the plan. New York, I want to bust my ass off in New York somehow, some way. Bust my ass off, get all the money that I need and I want, and then when I get older and I'm ready to give up, because I don't see myself actually having a job to where I have to retire, but when I get to the point to where I want to, you know, settle down, yeah. Who's that?
It's Ben. That's my fucking god brother. Fucking bitch.
But yeah, when I get to the point to where I want to settle down, that's when I'll sit down and I'll go to Wyoming or something. I guess like Kanye West, where it was just hella quiet, peaceful out there. Or just find somewhere in Georgia where it's just hella quiet.
Now, I was going to say, you don't got to go to this shit, nigga. I know, because I've been in the boonies. And here, bro, I've been in the boonies for my job. Like, it's places in goddamn, right outside Savannah, nigga, it's a place like 45 minutes from here where you would not believe, like, you're in the dead ass, 45 minutes outside of Atlanta. In the straight sticks.
But see, you gotta realize though, Wyoming is so much better, bro. Cause like when I went to Wyoming, when I tell you, my nigga, like from Colorado to Wyoming, the amount of quietness that I heard, bro, like it was so fucking quiet, it scared me. Like I legit felt like I could have dropped the fucking pin and heard that shit from miles away.
That's how Fort Valley is when like when nobody's on campus. That's exactly how it is.
No, bro. I stay in Fort Valley right now, yeah. So I'm hearing it. But my nigga,
but you stay by the train track.
But what I'm saying is, my nigga, Wyoming is 10 times that, bro. Imagine going into a whole city where it's just quiet, my nigga.
Yeah,
I think. We drove through my Wyoming. I don't even... Nigga, when was the last time you heard something big happening in Wyoming, my nigga?
When Kanye went there?
Exactly.
Oh, like, what, 2 years ago?
Exactly, yeah. Nigga. Or fucking geyser fucking exploding. That's about the most fucking...
Geyser.
That's the most eventful thing that happens in Wyoming. I just feel like it's so fucking peaceful, bro. I would love to go to Wyoming.
Show the people the Utada, bro.
The Utada.
The Utada outfit of the day, bro. The Utada.
This ain't the outfit of the day, nigga. This is just a nice little Adidas shirt. Now, yeah, nigga, if I look good, just say that. Just say that then, nigga.
What the fuck's the Utada, bro?
Nah, but shit, bro. You gonna ask me how I was doing?
Bro, that's how we started. We started with you.
Say swear to God.
Swear to God.
No, I just said we fell off, nigga.
Yeah, exactly. I asked, how are you?
You know what I have been feeling, though?
What have you been feeling?
Scared.
What are you scared of?
Of monkeypox. Like, my nigga, you know I'm not scared of COVID. Like, I ain't gonna say why. I ain't gonna tell y'all how I'm not scared of COVID, but I'm not scared of COVID worth a damn. Granted, it could take me out. That would be crazy if it took me out.
That'd be crazy.
That'd be crazy as fuck if it took me
out. I ain't scared of monkeypox, bro. No cap.
But I'm scared of monkeypox, man.
I'm not scared of that shit. You know, because you're not gonna die.
No, but fuck that, nigga. I feel like I would have to. Because all those nasty ass little fucking bumps.
It's not gonna be there forever.
Bro, it doesn't fucking matter, nigga. Having that shit on your face for a couple of weeks.
And I mean,
cause
like,
it's a weeks, nigga.
Because, like, I mean, I think it doesn't go like leave your system type shit, but like, it's like you're gonna have flare ups.
It's like herpes on 10, nigga. Yeah, like
it is
herpes on.
But track. I'd rather have monkeypox than COVID, because I know I've had COVID before. Now, granted, I didn't when I had it. It wasn't that bad, but I know for a fact COVID can take your ass out.
Bro,
keep playing with that shit. I know for a fact it can take you out.
Bro, COVID has not monkeypox ran into a real nigga like me yet.
Monkeypox, I beat COVID ass, no cap.
And that's what I'm saying, but bro, monkeypox is damn near an STD. It's damn near an STD, then it stays on surfaces too. Really? And it's highly, like, nigga, just from a touch you could get that shit.
The only reason why niggas is scared of monkeypox is it affects how you look. You can actually see it.
Yes.
Like, it's literally the same shit as COVID. It spreads through respiratory droplets. You get a fever, you get a cough. The only difference is your lungs don't shut down.
No, nigga.
You get
fuck
a little bumpage on your face, hand.
Nigga, I'm trying to tell you, bro. COVID, cool. You die. Nigga, imagine dying. Imagine dying with COVID, right?
Yeah.
That's cool. Rest in peace. Like, no, I'm just saying, it's not cool, but like, rest in peace. They went out a good way, dying from COVID. Imagine just dying with a fucking monkeypox flare-up.
It doesn't
kill
you.
Nobody's touching you at the motherfucking
funeral. It doesn't kill you, though.
I said dying with the flare-up, nigga. If I had monkeypox on my motherfucking face and I'm driving.
Bro.
If I have monkeypox on my face and I'm driving and I go and I... Bro, nobody's touching my dead body, bro. I guarantee you, no fucking nigga is going to want to put me in their funeral home. Nobody's gonna want to whisper to me or anything when I'm in my casket or anything like
that.
What
does it matter though?
Bro, fuck that. What I'm saying is, bro, you're just a nasty ass nigga if you got monkeypox. And please, God, keep that shit away from me. Bro, I just think that shit is so nasty.
You hear about the shit where the banker touched the bread and then got that bit?
No, what I'm saying is, I'm not saying you're a nasty ass person for getting it. With it, you're nasty. Once you have it, I don't give a fuck how you got that motherfucker. Once you have it, you are nasty.
Man,
you have those nasty ass little fucking flare ups on your motherfucking lip and then all over your body, bro, I can't even do it, bro.
I'm not just catching down.
Bro, just seeing those photos make me want to itch. You can't
That's what
tell
I'm
me
like, I look at them hoes and I'll be like, damn, okay.
You're fucking stupid, nigga.
But I don't have, like, but I have a fear. Like, and I have, you know, the little shit where you're scared of, like, a whole bunch of holes.
Yes.
I have that shit.
That's what they have on their skin.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but I'd be like, fuck it. Like, it is what it is.
Nigga, I guarantee you, if a woman came in here right now with COVID and another woman came in here with monkeypox, started chasing after you, who the fuck you
I'm running from both of them bitches. What the fuck? I'm booking out the fuck that.
Who the fuck would you rather take, nigga? I'm taking on the nigga with COVID. Because all I got to do is
nigga,
hold my breath. All I have to do is hold my breath.
You gave
That's
a bitch
it.
With monkeypox a shot when we was at the beach.
Who?
That girl with monkeypox when we was at the
Chill.
Beach. That girl had
Chill.
It.
Chill.
That girl.
No, she didn't. No, she didn't.
No, you
she
was
just had ashy ass. She
no.
just had ashy ass lips. And nigga, you're not finna sit here and act like you ain't do the same fucking shit,
no,
nigga.
I did not
we
do
gave
that.
Monkeypox to that
I
whole beach, nigga. We gave monkeypox to that whole beach.
But that girl had monkeypox.
She had it from both of us, though. What I'm saying is, nigga, she had the bottle. She had the shot from both of us, though, nigga. So if we gave a bitch a shot with monkeypox, then my nigga, we gave everybody on that motherfucking monkeypox.
Shorty had monkeypox, dead ass. Like
no cap, bro.
No, that was right before the shit was getting crazy.
Right before it, bro. That shit really crazy as fuck, bro.
Shorty had monkeypox for sure.
And it's like at this point though, I'm really not fucking with the media because it's always something, bro. Like if we be realistic here, right? I'm sure different diseases are being found out coming up with like on a constant basis, right?
Yeah.
So like the fact that they keep on doing this shit is just fear-mongering. Because if we really knew the vast amount of diseases that are being discovered, we'll probably be scared as fuck. I don't know why the media is doing this shit now.
I mean, all right, so they make, okay, that's how they make their money now.
Fear.
Because we no longer go to them for a laugh. Mm-hmm. It used to be, people used to turn on the news, they get their news, they get their lab, they get their information. Now we get our information on what we find relevant to us directly to our phones. But, so now they have to scare, now they have to talk about, why is Brittany Griner facing 9 years when we know damn well she's probably going to get out within the next 2 months? They have to talk about the new resurgence of monkeypox, even though monkeypox already came around in the 1980s. They have to, because how else are they going to catch our attention? You're not going to catch our attention from talking about the sports. Because my favorite sports YouTuber is probably going to post a video every single day this week. Mm. My favorite music reporter is probably going to post a music video every day. You know what I'm saying? Like Sean C, he posts a video every week. B Souls, he posts a video every day. So it's like, why would I go to the news for that when I can go to my favorite YouTuber at TikTok?
And see, well, you had earlier you had said that they just started doing this. But honestly, as I really think about it, they've been doing this for a minute now. Even since like before TVs and when they had nothing but radios or newspapers. Like the Red Scare, you remember that?
No, I don't even from know history? I hate history. Well, I love history class. I love history.
But that's when they was dealing with the communists and shit like that. Communism and the Cold War and
Are you talking about when they thought that Russia was going to take over the
United States? And like if they had any suspicion of a nigga that was communist, oh, all of a sudden these niggas is being casted out of the country type shit.
Yeah.
Or even jailed, imprisoned. Like fear is the number one thing that keeps people like interested. That's really fucking crazy though. Like why are we so intrigued by that?
Shit, that nasty ass ramen coming back up. But you got to think about this shit though. Like, I just had it. Come on, Trey. Bro, how did I lose that shit right there? It was finna be something great too. We were talking about fear.
Yeah.
Okay. I was saying you got to think about it. What captures somebody's attention? Like I said before, what captures somebody's attention? I said this on the pod before. The most interesting or the most watched version of any movie the most watched movie genre is horror. Mm. You capture people's attention by scaring them. Why do you think when we're on the highway and it's a traffic jam or just in general, you see a crazy-ass accident, what's the first thing somebody's doing?
We're looking at that
movie. Exactly, because we're scared of what happens on the other side.
Nah, I think it's more like nosy. I ain't gonna count that. I'd be like, damn, hope that shit don't happen to me. Not even that. I'm glad that shit ain't happened to me.
Could it be me, though?
Know what I'm saying? Like, type shit. That's the first thing I look at. Damn, nigga, that shit crazy as fuck. Glad that shit ain't happened to me. Like, no cap. That's crazy, though. Fear is something that just keeps niggas going, bro.
Yeah.
So, like, is it like a necessity? Do you think that is needed, though? That's the real question. Do you think that is needed in our society? Like, we need to get rid of this. Do you think that we need to get rid of this?
Do I think that we need to get
rid of this? It's fear-mongering in the news and shit like that.
Nah, because, like, at the end of the day, they're only doing it to generate clicks and views.
But what I'm saying is that bettering society or is that hurting society?
I don't feel like it's doing either. I don't feel like, because I feel like a majority of people understand. And for the people who do get scared, oh, well, you're a bitch.
Nah, nigga, don't do that. Because your debt, you got a vaccine, nigga. If you,
nigga, hey, I got a vaccine.
If you got a vaccine, you're a scary ass nigga. No, let's not, just keep bro. It a bean.
Let's just
keep
too.
It a bean. Let's just keep it a bean. And you're scared of what?
I'm not scared of COVID.
You're
scared. I had it.
You're scared of catching COVID again. If you already had it, you're scared of catching COVID
again.
No,
I'm not.
That's why you got the vaccine, right?
I got vaccinated before I caught COVID.
Why, nigga? Because you was scared.
Because my mom made
me. No, nigga, no. Because you was motherfucking scared.
Nobody was scared of COVID,
bro. You was motherfucking scared, nigga.
Niggas wasn't scared.
You was motherfucking scared of COVID,
and you scared of monkeypox, nigga.
Nigga, I am. I am, and that's what I'm trying to get at. That's what I'm trying to get at.
I hope that girl gives you a kiss on your lips.
Bro, chill out, bro. Chill out with all that. We wishing diseases on niggas now, bro? We wishing diseases on niggas? Is that what? You don't want to wish diseases on me now, nigga. Come on, now. But... fucking, that's what I was trying to get at, bro. I think that it is a necessity because it keeps people informed.
Yeah.
And that it lets people know, like, hey, this could possibly happen to you. So make sure that even in society, you know, like, we're supposed to keep each other good. And we're typically on the real shit. Like, for example, if we go out today and we go driving and we get pulled over, 9 times out of 10, we ain't going to die by the police officer.
Yeah.
8 times out of 10 because we're black. but yeah, 8 times out of 10, we ain't going to die because of the police officer. But with that information, we can still be cautious. Like, hey, like, okay, I did see this shit happen earlier. It only becomes toxic when we start letting that shit become reality. Like,
yeah.
This shit is reality now. Like, yeah, that's the only time it becomes toxic for real. When we start allowing it to be a part of, like, everything, our everyday living and shit like that. COVID did get extreme, though.
Hell
COVID
yeah.
did get extreme. That shit was crazy as fuck.
Nah, COVID was crazy.
It's crazy that we lived through that shit.
Yeah, too. I ain't gonna count. I don't want monkeypox, though, but I low-key want that bit to go up a little bit. Because you know what I'm saying? Just a little bit. Because, you know what I'm saying? I ain't get a stimulus check.
Nigga.
The COVID money running out, bro. A monkeypox check sound real good.
Bro, I ain't going to cap you down. That is going to be the only vaccine I get. That will be the only vaccine I'm motherfucking getting, nigga.
I want that bit.
I kid you not, nigga.
I'm not going to cap you. I wouldn't mind another little. Imagine if we had a lockdown. Imagine how much content we can get out through another lockdown.
Another lockdown would be amazing. Like, I tell people all the time, like, lockdown was such a transformative time for me.
Nigga,
I fucking loved lockdown.
Niggas was mad. I was in the crib chilling, stacking bread.
That's what I'm saying. I'm chilling in a fucking crib. Nigga didn't have to go to work, and I was still getting paid somehow, some way. Or I didn't even have to worry about it because I didn't get a stimulus check. But what I did get was, like, with my bills, they will understand. They'll be like, yeah, everybody's not getting paid right now, so, hey, we'll postpone your shit for 6 months. I was like, 6 months? I don't have to worry about paying shit? Okay, bet. I'm going to just stack my money up. Bro, that was, like, the most money I've seen in my life was during fucking COVID, bro.
Me too. I ain't had to buy, like, I ain't had to pay for shit, bro.
Nothing needed to really get paid for.
I was good.
I was staying by myself, too. I mean, I stayed for my parents for a little bit, but I still stayed at the UVs. I was staying at the UVs. I stayed by myself, but that shit was so fucking peaceful. And at the time, I had my fucking girl with me. So it was like we was playing house. It was amazing. Like, wake up every fucking day so you're in the house. That shit was amazing. I ain't okay. Sometimes we would have cooking dates and shit like that. Damn, let me stop talking about her.
Speaking of girls, though, bro, have you seen the FAMU girl?
FAMU girl. Bro. Yes, bro. That shit was fucking wild.
That shit's funny, bro.
Did you see her explanation, though?
No, I didn't. Question. I just seen her ass. Did you see her music?
No, I didn't see her.
That music. Shit was garbage.
For real.
No cap.
But, okay, so.
I'm glad she graduated college.
So she took this picture at FAMU. It was her graduation photos. So she took her graduation photos at FAMU, and she had her ass out. I mean, ass out, my nigga. And it looked nice, though. I ain't finna cap you down, my nigga.
It looked good, yeah.
I ain't finna cap you down. Had a little rattlesnake going through the crack. Yeah, she was like, a nice little... She was right.
Had the Medusa going on with
that. She was right. I ain't gonna lie. I personally...
me personally?
I think she ate. I think she ate. That's just me personally.
Yeah.
But, like, you should have seen her explanation of it. So she was trying to say that I've dressed provocatively my whole entire life and gotten, like, stares and gotten a lot of people judging me off of that, right?
Yeah.
And so she said, people typically, like, it was kind of one of those things where it was like, shit, you see her dressing provocative, like, she's a slut and she ain't gonna do shit with her life, but she's getting a degree. So it was like, I'm gonna dress the most provocative and not have shit on, I guess, and not have shit on.
But it's not.
Yeah, but she has a degree too. But she has a degree in her hand. She's doing her thing with her degree.
You know
even
what?
Though she's dressing like a slut.
You know what's crazy? You told me that whole story, and the whole time I'm just thinking, like, damn, I just know that cameraman was bricked up.
But it could have been a woman, bro. It could have been a woman that took her pictures. And I'm really sitting here thinking about it. And
she probably was bricked up.
I don't genuinely think that she probably photoshopped it. How the fuck? Like, did nobody stop her? Like, who the fuck literally? Like, I know there was somebody on that motherfucking campus that sat there looking like, damn, like, You do not have to do this to prove anything to anybody.
If you saw a naked girl walking around, hopping on a wildcat statue, finna take a picture, you going up there and saying like, hey, bro, what you doing? No, you probably gonna watch from a distance, take a few foot pictures from your phone, like, yo, this bitch wilding, and then walk away.
Be careful with that. Because you said take a few pics with your phone. Yeah. You sounded like a fucking pervert.
Bruh.
You sounded like a pervert for a second. I was like, oh, shit, nigga, this nigga wilding.
I ain't going to expose, but you don't remember when our friend a few weeks ago, he posted on his story when when the people was having sex outside, like, yo, that shit crazy.
Yeah, that shit
was wild. It's the same type of shit, like, yo, this bitch wilding. Put that shit on your close friends and call it a day.
But I honestly thought that it was a good idea. Like, because we do got to get out of this. Like I said, I'm all for removing this box off of people's heads, bro. So it's like, just because she dresses, although she did kind of take it to the extreme, like,
yeah, that was
getting butt ass naked.
Do you think she should have lost her degree? I think they revoked it or denied it.
Are you fucking serious?
They took her degree away. And that was her, that wasn't even her bachelor's, that was her graduate, that was her
master's?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Are you serious?
They took it away.
And that's what I'm saying, bro. Like, that shit is so fucked up. Like, I feel like, like I said, granted, she could have accomplished the same thing with just wearing a bikini.
With a thong and a bra.
And with a thong and a bra. Lingerie. She didn't have to get butt-ass naked. But for you to remove her whole entire master's degree after working and spending this much money, and she was really trying to prove a point, like, bro, stop judging people because of how they're dressed.
Okay, I feel you on that, but at the end of the day, that school is a business with a record. Like, with a prestigious record. Yeah, and you just can't let people think that it's okay to hop on our FAMU statue butt naked and post it on the internet and go viral without repercussions.
If you let one person slide,
somebody else is going to do it. Somebody else is going to see the attention that she got. And, oh, shit, nothing happened, but she got a couple thousand followers. And people know that she makes music now. And people know about her. Now people are talking about her on their podcast. Let me do it, too. So that
we're kind of like making the FAMU name bad.
Yes.
By us talking about this butt naked girl on their statue.
Exactly.
So when you think of FAMU, you think of, oh, you talking about that butt naked?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just crazy.
The same way, I ain't gonna talk about that.
But it is crazy because I was explaining this to my little sisters yesterday when I took them out on the when I took them out to eat. I was just explaining because they asked me about like the Coca-Cola sign. Why is the Coca-Cola sign on this cup? And I said, because branding is everything.
Yeah.
Like, if you continue to see Coca-Cola everywhere you go, shit, you think all of a sudden, just because you have this Coca-Cola in your hand, you got it because you thought it? No, nigga. It was this brand that was posted everywhere around you, subliminally making you think, hey, you know what? I'm going to get it. So branding is everything. So that did hurt FAMU's brand now that I think about it.
You got to think about the types of call they were probably getting from benefactors. Because getting money plays a big part in the college. Because you got to think about it.
Sure.
College, a majority of colleges waste hella money on their athletics program. Because you're letting niggas in for free. You buying all this fancy ass equipment, facilities and shit. And no school nets positive except for like Alabama and UGA from football. No school nets positive from basketball, but Duke and UNC. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't make money from athletics. You got to get your money from somewhere. And if them benefactors aren't giving you no more money because FAMU girl is up there taking a picture butt naked on the statue and they don't like the way that look, that's not the FAMU they went to in 1967. It's a wrap.
So let this be known to people that's trying to do these publicity stunts. Like, there's a good medium. There's always going to be a good medium. Like, she went to the extreme, going butt-ass naked. Like we said, she could have accomplished the same thing by wearing some scandalous, skeeviest goddamn bikini.
Yeah.
Or some shit like that. Same thing with, like, Colin Kaepernick.
Yep.
Like, he kneeled. He could have spit on the fucking flag.
That's what, and exactly.
He could have.
That was a happy medium.
He could have walked away from the goddamn, the singing of the national
anthem. But you know what? He did. For a long while, he just would not come out of the locker room.
Yeah, and that's fair, too. Like, just not coming out.
But for some reason, they liked that more than him. Or I guess nobody realized.
Yeah, nobody's...
Because it's not an outlier.
It's not an outlier. Like I said, but if that nigga was spitting on the fucking flag, you know, he wouldn't have nearly gotten as much done by simply just kneeling.
You're right.
So, like, there's always an equivalent medium. So, next time I think about doing, like, this crazy-ass publicity stunt, let me just be like, okay, so what's the medium to that? That's what I'm going to think about doing from here on. Speaking of publicity stunts, like, no cap, bro. Like, I've been watching Gideon. You know Gideon.
Yeah.
That nigga's content, does it make you feel weird watching it?
It makes me feel, okay, it's a lot of YouTubers I watch where I feel, like, extremely uncomfortable watching.
I be like, yo, what the fuck, he's like, really doing this?
Yeah, like, and then to a certain extent, I'm like, what is your purpose? Like, with Pootie's videos, I really enjoy his videos. And then after a while, I'm like, bro, these people are probably mad uncomfortable. Yeah. This nigga coming up to him with the camera in their face, and he doing this weird-ass shit. Joseph Cannell, it's some dude named James Cannell, John Cannell, Joseph Cannell. He, like, does these public interviews, but he does, like, have you seen that video where it was this black guy and a cop, and he was like, I'm illegally filming? Mm-mm. And the cop was like, yo, what are you doing at the movie theater with this camera? He was like, oh, I'm just illegally filming.
Oh, yeah.
That's him. His name is, like, Joseph Cannell. But he does, like, shit like that all the time to random-ass old white people and random-ass old people just in the grocery store trying to live their life. And this nigga is pulling up with a camera doing weird shit.
It's just uncomfortable as fuck. Yeah. And that makes me feel uncomfortable watching it. Like, Gideon just went to a TwitchCon.
Yeah.
TwitchCon. And he was, you saw how he was making them white folks uncomfortable? Those crazy ass white folks?
Because he was, like, going up to them, hopping on their Twitch streams. Yeah. And then, like, of course the chat knows, oh shit, that's Gideon. But those people don't, like, a majority of those people did not know who the fuck he was. And it's like, he's big to us, but to them, they're like, what the fuck is this random ass bald nigga doing?
Hopping yelling, on shit? Screaming, and shit like that. And it seems like they're making fun of him. I mean, like, he's making fun of them type shit. So I could understand that. But at the same time, it's like, fuck their comfortability. Like, I like it. That's why I keep coming back. Because, like, a small piece of me is just like, it's like they're it's kind of like them niggas is, like, stepping outside of the matrix, my nigga. They're breaking these NPCs' fucking normal routine by being that one outlier and saying, fuck what y'all got going on. And I kind of like it, nigga. That's why I keep going back.
I hate it. These niggas
is really just stepping out, like...
At first, I'm like,
comfortability, nigga.
At first, I was like, wow, these are, like, really creative videos. Like, they're really, like, going outside. Especially Pootie. Pootie is, like, still one of my favorite YouTubers because, like, his video title will be one thing, and he'll take it down a completely different path just on accident. And I'll be like, wow, that shit's fire. But it's, like, the people that he affects while doing that shit, it just doesn't sit right with me. Like, you can make a good video without all the extra semantics and shit, like, but... I feel like you have, because they're public interview, because, like, public interviewers, like, they don't, the ones who just go up and ask questions, they don't really get the job done anymore. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was funny when World Star Hip Hop was doing it, but now, like, everybody going up and they all do the same shit. Like, do a 360 for the camera real quick. What you gonna do if I ask for your number right now? Rate me 1 to 10. Like, they all doing the same shit. And those public interviews are actually out there changing the narrative and shit.
You know, I like shit, though, that's just kind of, like, showing that you can literally do whatever the fuck you want in this world.
Yeah.
Like you said, World Star Hip Hop.
Yeah.
That's why I like watching it sometimes. Because it gets me out of this normal routine that this normal monitored shit, and shows me how brutal or crazy the real world could be, especially outside of America.
Yeah.
Because we really don't realize how good we have it in this place called America, my nigga. Like, the fact that we're able to just do this shit right here is just, let alone, like, crazy as fuck, nigga. Because if we was trying to do the same shit in Liberia, nigga, these lights would have been gone, nigga. Somebody would have took them. Nah, nigga, we probably wouldn't even be able to sit down and just relax.
We wouldn't have had a... I'm not going to say in all parts of Liberia, but in certain parts of Liberia.
Certain parts. It's a really poor country.
I actually seen a video of this person, like, he was just driving through, like, one of the nicer areas of Nigeria. Mm-hmm. And he had his phone. He intentionally had his phone hanging out the window.
Yeah.
And in Nigeria, is these people, I forgot what they call them, but they'll run up and they'll snatch your phone while you're not paying attention. So the dude, he was intentionally doing that, and he was recording it. So he had his old phone in his hand. Mm-hmm. And he had his real phone, like, recording the shit.
Yeah.
So he was hanging the phone out the video.
Oh, I saw that shit.
And then
shit.
People were, like, trying to snatch the shit. And then he was like, "Ha, I got you, dumbass." And then type shit. So on some shit just to prove, like. But that, I was just saying that to say, like, it gets grimy out there.
It gets fucking grimy. It gets grimy. We really don't realize how good we have it in America. And, like, I was talking to this dude at my job. I'm not even finna sit here and act like this idea is mine. I shout out to my nigga Dion. He put me onto this, and I've been thinking about it recently. But, like, he was talking about how, like, nigga, you think that if these laws didn't exist, that this world would just go into complete oblivion. No, nigga, we're going to do the same shit that we've been doing because laws are not real. Laws are not real, nigga. Nobody, like, just because there's a law saying that you can't kill somebody doesn't mean that everybody in the fucking world is going to start killing somebody when that law doesn't exist.
I mean, yeah, to a certain extent, but it's the difference between laws and morals. That's why we still have murderers. Some people have morals that don't align with our laws, and that's why we need laws.
But what I'm saying is, like, there's an over... We don't give each other... We don't give America... We don't give other humans, like, enough credit. Like, majority of us, 99% of the world, probably think that it's not good to kill another human being.
Yeah. I mean, and a lot of us probably think that it's not good to steal from another human being.
Yeah.
That's why a lot of times when people do steal, they never steal shit from other people. Like, well, like, you know, of course there's armed robbery, but a majority of thefts are niggas stealing shit from entities. Because I don't care about an entity. I don't care if I take something from Walmart. You know what I'm saying? I don't, because what the fuck is Walmart has no human persona to me. Mm-hmm. It's not against my moral compass to go in Walmart and take a pack of their Irish Springs because they're gonna make that shit back tenfold.
Type shit.
Like, that's why niggas, like, you don't take shit from people, at least for a majority of us. Like, you don't steal from others. Like, you don't steal from people when you know their situation.
But that when he told me that, I genuinely started thinking, like, bro, like, even if America was to end, my nigga, like, we would still be straight.
Yeah.
Like, we will grouping. We're still gonna naturally just make a society, and we're gonna make a community because that's just what humans fucking do, my nigga. Like, countries, like, America hasn't been here forever. They started out with Jamestown and grew into a whole ass fucking. That was some nasty ass not lightning.
No, I was all like, damn, what the fuck? Where the fuck it come from?
But yeah, and we grew into a whole entire fucking country. Them niggas started out with no rules and no morals or some shit like
that. Yeah.
But they grew into big ass countries. So, like, it just showed me, like, shit, nigga, like, we'll be straight regardless, my nigga.
But, and that's why I hate, the only reason why I dislike that statement is because y'all made it, like, or that statement makes it seem like the reason why people do act the way they act is because the government tells us to. No. We have laws. I feel like laws are based off of common morals. Like, we don't, the law isn't we shouldn't kill people because it's bad to kill people. No. Or I guess yes, but like the law is we shouldn't kill people because, like, why the hell are you into somebody else? Like, that's wrong as fuck for you to do that. So why are you doing that? They're not telling us not to do it because it's fun and you shouldn't do fun. Like, we don't think you should do fun shit. No, it's morally incorrect for you to do that. So we're going to make this a law.
But
rules were around a long time before laws. That's what I'm trying to say.
Rules were around. I mean,
morals were around before rules.
Yeah, but like I said, even if that rule wasn't around, we're not gonna all of a sudden just start killing niggas.
Yeah, I agree with you because we have a moral compass. That's what I'm saying.
That's what
guides a majority of people.
Though. That's what fucking blew me because I've been under this notion that shit, like, oh my gosh, we have to have a constitution. We have to have America. We have to have a government. And it makes me even realize, like, nigga, like, we can genuinely change, like, America just by grouping type shit.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. And that's what I was trying to tell you. This nigga is not the same nigga he was about 2 years ago. I just want to let you know that. He would have never said no shit like this 2 years ago.
What are you talking about?
Where your thought process is maturing. That's what I'm telling you.
What are you fucking talking about, nigga?
You, bro.
What, 2 years ago, what was I saying?
Bruh. Pretty much the exact opposite of this. I can't bring up a quote from 2020.
But what was I saying, nigga?
Like, on some, we need laws, bro. America is the greatest country. We need America. Like, America is this, that, and the like, you was on that.
I mean, it is the greatest country still.
Yeah. Because you would never say nothing like that, though.
Because of the laws that we have and the things like that. But it's just like, I mean, I appreciate it. I'll accept the compliment. There we go.
Damn, like, appreciate try it, to Trey. Be nice to a nigga, he get mad. Like, what the fuck?
I will accept the compliment. Appreciate it, Trey. Thank you for noticing my growth. Now, you going to tell me about the females in the plane?
Oh, you want to talk about that now? All right. I didn't even think we was going to get there. I was going to skip it. So, this week, I was scrolling through Twitter. I think that's probably my favorite social media app. Between Twitter and TikTok, I just like Twitter because you can read a little bit more. It made me feel like I'm being a little bit more productive with my time.
Okay.
But I was scrolling through Twitter and it was this dude. He either flew this chick out to LA or Atlanta. It was most likely LA, but he had a challenger, so it made me, I automatically thought Atlanta. Mm-hmm. So he flew this chick out and the girl ain't want to give him no pussy. Or the girl didn't want to allow him to have sex. Mm-hmm. And he was like, damn, bro, like, I flew this. I paid this ticket. We was paying. We was on FaceTime for 2 months. I was showing you my meat on FaceTime, and you not gonna let me beat. Mm. And she was like, "No, I don't got to do none of that. Nobody told you to pull your meat out on FaceTime like you did that." So I was like, first of all, fellas, never give out away too much information in a video. Nobody needed to know that.
Know that what
he was pulling his meat on? He's recording this. Like he made it.
I mean, he was just adding some more examples to plead his case.
That made him look bad though. Like let's be honest.
He was letting her know. He was letting Shawty know. Like when you came over here, you
Shawty,
knew
Shawty know that. But we don't need to know that he had his meat out on.
He
FaceTime.
Was just letting them know. Cause just imagine if he was. Like it just added context. It just added, it just added more context to what he was saying, bro.
Okay.
Because like I said, if he was to be like, why'd you come over here knowing that you wasn't gonna fuck? We could have been like, oh well, she didn't say that she was trying to fuck, or she didn't give you no examples that no indications that she was trying to fuck.
But
with him showing her dick and her still coming out, that's kind of like. You lead a nigga on. She kind of led that nigga on.
But no, let's be 100%. We are both marked on that bitch saying, bro, if the reason why you flying this girl out is to go do that, is to do that with her, bro, make sure both of y'all know that y'all finna go do that. Like,
for
please,
sure.
Because you're
for
wasting sure. money. You're for wasting sure. money and people sound like, if Shorty really thought like, because you could still have a chance with a Shorty if you don't mm-hmm. smack. Like, smacking isn't the end of the world. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like smacking, like you can still have a chance with Shorty.
Yeah.
But really, like if you know, like the only reason why you flying this girl out is because you trying to beat, bro. Do you know how many women are in LA?
Facts.
Like, bro,
how the fuck are you flying out?
Like, why are you flying this? Like, why are you flying her out?
You could have found anything. And it's kind of like,
hop on Tinder, nigga. Like, if you that down bad, we gotta fly a bitch out. But hop on Tinder.
Facts.
Hop on Tinder,
bro. And that's what I was talking to this girl. I was talking to this girl about. I ain't gonna say her name, but she bad as fuck, man. Oh my god, man. I kid you not. If y'all see me and marry a woman, it'll be her ass. Cause she got a good headset on her, but she's banging, my nigga. Like, bro, I'll show you. I'm gonna show you after this.
Okay.
I'm gonna show you after this, nigga. But she was pretty much saying, like, shit, like, they might as well make prostitution legal because that's damn near what she just did in that fucking
yeah,
video.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much.
That's what he was expecting, especially.
Yeah, he was expecting a beat just because he. But in all honesty, bro, my nigga Raleigh said that shit. You remember when Raleigh and Huey was arguing? And they was like, so you telling me
I gotta take her out on this date. I got a motherfucking
buy her food.
Yeah, all this
gas money. Mm-hmm. And I'm doing all this just to be, why can't I get the money that she was gonna take? And the bitch can go get some groceries.
You know what I'm saying? Might as well get her the fucking money from the jump. Bro.
Oh God, but
it's just like it takes away from the ambiance, I guess. Because on some real shit, like that's why I don't think I would be able to participate in those type of activities like prostitution and shit like that. Because it's like shit, like I want you to feel like you like it here.
Nah,
you know, I don't want you to just be like, all right, fuck me and get it over with. No, I want to enjoy the moment. But I want you to feel like I'm putting it down and I just want to see you actually enjoy it. But if you're sitting here not into it, then what's the fucking point?
And now, I ain't gonna cap. I mean, like, at this day and age, prostitution might as well be legal. But, like, that don't mean niggas gotta indulge in this shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like, it might as well. Shit.
To each his own, I say. Because
you gotta
own.
Think about it. Girls are. Because, first of all, porn is basically prostitution. You have an entity paying two people to fuck each other. That's prostitution. OnlyFans is basically prostitution. Niggas are paying girls so that they can stick stuff in their body. Yeah. Prostitution.
Shout out Duke Dennis. He said the only reason why porn is legal is because the government can tax it.
That's facts. Ooh. Oh, that's facts.
That was deep. Shout out. I wasn't expecting that. Expecting that.
Things of that nature.
I wasn't expecting that. I was like, damn, that's a deep ass thought.
That's a great thought.
That's
damn.
A deep one right there.
I probably need to switch from Cassinat to Duke. I watch Cassinat. Bro, I love watching Kai, bro. That nigga's hilarious.
He is. But yeah, what was you about to say?
Well, I was just saying, bro, like, we have so many, and that's probably facts. You can't tax somebody's body. But I was just saying, like, it's so many ways for girls to sell their bodies nowadays with basically, like, you can sell your body in every form imaginable except for prostitution. Mm. Unless you're in Las Vegas.
Facts.
And I just feel like, well, shit, what's the point? Like, if your moral compass switches from a girl sucking a cucumber in a party to her getting paid to have sex. I don't know what the fucking problem is. Like, for real. Like, real talk, I don't know what the problem is.
I mean, like I said, I don't think that it's anything wrong with prostitution, though. Because it's like, shit, like, if both parties are accepting the deal,
yeah,
then at that point, fair I change. See it as a contract.
Yeah,
that's a contract.
That's all it is, bro. That's definitely, all it definitely, is, bro. Definitely. But I ain't gonna cap, though.
What's up?
I still have, I come to realize why I haven't been, or I wouldn't say why I haven't been such a good boyfriend, but I do have trust issues.
Okay.
I've realized what it is, bro. My trust issues doesn't stem from anything a woman has ever done to me, though. I've came to that realization.
Is it something that you've done to them?
Exactly, but not necessary. It's something that other women have done to their niggas on behalf of me.
Interesting. Explain.
So, like, when I was at NCCU, it was at least three occasions where I slept with a girl with a boyfriend. Mm. Like, and I, like, she told, like, I knew about it. I just didn't give a fuck. And now I'm really scared of karma, bro. I believe in karma. I feel like everything that you put out in this world will happen. And that's why I feel like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like I have it coming for me, bro. And I know I can't take that type of hurt. Mm. I know I can't. So that's why I'm probably very skeptical, because, like, I was like, damn, bro, I really was out there doing that, knowing, not giving a fuck.
And see, that's a good realization. I thought where you was going was, because I've dealt with this and I've thought like this once, is like when you cheat on somebody and you realize that karma is real,
yeah,
you're expecting that shit to come full circle. Like, shit, I cheated on her, now I'm expecting her to cheat on me again. And that's what eats me up, even if she hasn't found out.
Nah, but see, the form of cheating that I've indulged in is like sending DMs and shit. Mm. I ain't never fucked nobody on my girl. So it was like, I wouldn't. Although that is still cheating, and niggas don't do that shit. It's dumb as fuck. There's no point in DMing girls hard eyes when you know you got a girl. But, like, in my eyes, I was like, okay, like, if she were to do this to me, I could get over some fucking hard eyes and then keep it pushing. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't be able to take her fucking somebody else. And I know that I've caused that to other dudes. Like, I ain't never gotten a fight over this shit. I'd be like, bro, that, I
ain't. It's like seeing the accident. It's like, okay, shit, I see that shit happen. I don't want that shit to happen
to me.
Or, shit, I caused that accident. I don't want that shit to happen to me. Yeah. I see it.
So, like, that's really what it is, bro. Like, that shit really eat me up on the inside when I be in a relationship. And I be giving my, like, damn, bro, if somebody beating that bitch cheeks out, bro, I'm going to jail.
Yeah, it's funny that you say that, because I was thinking about it recently, my nigga. I think I'm okay with a woman cheating on me in a relationship. As long as I don't know. Because what you don't know won't hurt you.
That's
what you don't know won't hurt you.
That's fact.
And I've came to the realization that, shit, cheating is going to happen. It doesn't matter how long somebody has been with somebody else. People take for granted, like, good things in their life. And I realize that's human nature. So for her, like, if I've been with her for 20 fucking years and she stepped out after 20 years with another nigga, shit, and she comes back to me and acts like the 20 years is the same, I'm Gucci, my nigga. I'm Gucci. It won't hurt me.
Yeah.
And now I'm coming to the point to where I'm like, I'm not even going to start looking through phones anymore, because I don't even want to find out, nigga.
The only time I ever looked through a phone was because the girl was always looking through my shit. And I was like, bro, like, if you going through my shit, then something got to be in your shit, too. Mm-hmm. That's the only reason why I ever looked in the phone. Mm-hmm. But I don't really, like, because I don't want to know, bro. Like, I'm the type of person where I send a risky text message, I got to put my phone on do not disturb. Like, I'd be scared, bro. Mm. So, like, what I know hurts me for a fact.
It's like that song. I don't want to know if you're playing me,
hey,
keep it on the low. Why? Because my heart can't take it anymore. Yeah, bro, that's some real shit, bro. I genuinely don't want to know. And it's okay if you step out. Just have enough respect to not get caught, my nigga. Just have enough respect to, like, keep your man thinking that you still, you're still in love with him 100%. Like, come on, bro.
What did DVSN say? If you catch me cheating, that don't mean I don't care about you. Heard that song?
Yeah, Division. I heard that shit.
Oh, his name is Division.
Yeah, Division. It's a group.
DVSN.
Yeah.
It's a group.
Yeah,
bro, I've been listening to these niggas for like years.
It's two niggas. Yeah,
I've been listening to these niggas since like high school. I did not know it was a group. I've been like, they used to drop their music on SoundCloud, and that's where I found them out. When I found out about them, and I was like, oh, these niggas tough. Like, I always have them on my playlist. I just thought it was one dude. Yeah, because I never like watched the music video or anything.
And that's some real shit. And they just had a an interview on the Breakfast Club recently, and they was talking about it. And they was just talking about, like, you know, just because I cheat doesn't mean that I don't love you. Sometimes it's just I'm just going through a mental breakdown, and I'm not realizing my worth or some shit like that. No, and he was saying, like, majority of cheating is just ego. Like, yeah. I felt like I wasn't being treated correctly or how I wanted to in this relationship. Let me step out and get that gratification from someone else because I feel like you're taking advantage of it.
See, and like, when one of my former partners asked, like, why did you cheat on me? Not my most recent ex, but one of my exes asked, like, why did you cheat on me? And I was just like, and quite in all honesty, bro, I didn't call her boring. I was like, I was bored. I was like, everything was going well. You were doing everything right. I was doing everything right. And somebody came up and said some wild shit. And I was like, well, fuck. Mm-hmm. And I started texting her. But other than that, it never matriculated to anything because I didn't really
The girl that you cheated with, she just made you feel a little bit better.
Not even a little bit better. She just... Cause I can't even say that the girl wasn't saying like I'm all this. Like, she was saying I was great. I really feel like the only reason why I did it was because she came up to me and I was like, oh shit, what the fuck? Like, that's different. And then it was just some shit I didn't care about because I thought it meant nothing. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Cause I was just like she'll say some crazy shit. I'd be like, wow, that's crazy. And I never like edge it on for real.
Majority of cheating is just.
But that's still cheating though, cause I responded and I accepted it.
Yeah. Majority of cheating is just ego, though, bro.
Yeah, that's what it was.
All it is just, like, a majority of it, especially. Like, when I cheated, it was because I felt like my girl, she just didn't like me sexually type shit.
Yeah.
Like, she just stopped. She slowed down with the sex and shit like that. And she just, damn, I've never told nobody that I cheated on her. I did step out in that relationship once. But it just, and then I got that, like, that gratification from another woman. Like, yeah. She made me feel like I was sexy. And I shouldn't even be feeling like this or talking like this. I was only like fucking 19, nigga. The fact that I was thinking like a married man that fucking fast, nigga. That fucking young. Nah. That shows that, like, damn, shawty, like, that's why I was like, she made me feel like I wasn't attractive to her. So once another female gave it to me, I said, oh, yeah, let me hop on that. And it was ego. It was ego because sex isn't everything.
But and another thing I came to realize, bro, before I started like hitting the gym, I had a lot more, or a lot less confidence. Mm. So I would search for that confidence in other people, in places I shouldn't have searched for. Mm-hmm. So now, like, I don't need nobody to tell me I look good, because I know I look good. Even though I ain't, like, made a crazy body transformation. Like, I was 230, now I walk around 214. Like, I'm proud of that, but it's still, like, I'm still over 200 pounds. Like, I'm not the skinniest nigga, but I still feel like I look a lot better than what I did 6 months ago.
Right.
So it's like, it's the fact that I'm able to pull that confidence out of myself opposed to saying, damn, I feel like a fat ass. Like, I'm walking around 230 pounds. My body don't look good. Like, I used to look. And now my beard, like, that was back when my beard was before I was really full. Like, my beard fucked up. Like, I'm really not that cute. So I go out and I message other people just to see, like, damn, I wonder if I message her. I wonder if she'll think I'm cute too, or if I'm just, like, lucky to be with this girl.
Right.
And that was all, like, it had nothing to do with the person I was with. It was all me not knowing who I was. Exactly. Not the fact that I'm going out and building myself. I don't need to pull that from nobody else.
Right. And that plays into what I always say, or like what I wrote down in my little notes, is just like, shit, like, nobody in a relationship, and this is why I say be careful with your words now. No woman or male, no significant other should bring you happiness.
Yeah.
Should bring you happiness. They should add on to it. Y'all got to be careful with that shit, because if somebody's bringing you happiness, you know how much power they have in that relationship?
A lot.
Once they leave, now that's where you start getting the depression. Sad that's fuck. Where you start getting the shit, I can't live without you.
Yeah.
That's when you start getting, I'm saying this because I've been through it.
Yeah, I was there. Like, no, like, I was there recently. Shit, like, I was there where I was like, it was a point recently where I was like thinking, like, damn, like, why doesn't this girl want me? Like, why can't I? Like, why am I not good enough? Like, I stopped doing all this stuff she asked me to do, and it still wasn't enough. Like, she was my joy. She was my this. She was my that. Yeah. Like, why is she just doing this to me out of nowhere? But I had to realize, like, first of all, it's not out of nowhere.
Yeah.
I did mess up. I did call, like, so, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Like, that happened. I did what I did. But also, and just because I changed later on, that pain doesn't go away.
Type shit.
But also, I can't sit here and force nobody to, like, first of all, nothing that you've ever forced to happen has ever gone well. Whenever we try to make a viral video, it doesn't go viral.
No, never.
Whenever never. You can't force yourself, like, you can't force anything. So you just gotta, like, and I, for a while, like, I was forcing that shit. But I can't realize, bro, when I want something, the best way to know if it wants you back is just to let it come back. And if it comes back, let it happen. If it doesn't, fuck it.
Yeah, it's that saying that says, like, if you love something, let it go. If it comes back, it's yours forever.
Yeah.
So that's some real shit, bro. That's some real shit. But that's why, like, with my new women that I start dealing with and start taking, I don't take anyone serious right now, but that's because I'm focusing on building my happiness up.
Yeah.
You know, getting back to the points where I'm just happy by myself and I don't need nobody else.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I like going out on dates by myself. I like going to the fucking movies by myself. I like to do a lot of shit by myself, or I could do that with other women. But it's just like, I like doing that shit by myself so I can be happy by myself.
Oh, God. Like,
so for the next woman, she will never have that much power over me.
Yep.
That the other woman had. Like, if a woman talks about she just wants to leave, all right, deuces. Chuck them up, nigga. Chuck them up, nigga.
Peace.
All right, peace. I'm still at peace.
But I got to start doing shit by myself more. Like, because the whole reason why I didn't really do nothing I wanted to do for my birthday is because I wanted to do it with somebody.
Yeah.
I had, and that person was telling me, like, recently, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, we can go do this, that, and the third together. And then out of nowhere, now we can't do this shit no more. And instead of just going out, because it wasn't like I was going to make her pay for shit anyways. I could have still did whatever I wanted to do, just gone and do it by myself, but I didn't. And I really regret that, because I was going to go to the mountains with her. But instead of going with her, I was like, damn, well, I ain't got nobody to go with. I should have just went by myself. Or shit, we could have went, bro.
We could have went.
Shot some content out
and
there. Like,
that's one of the things that I want to get into, too, just traveling by myself.
Yeah.
I'm low-key scared of it, because it's like, shit, like,
and that's I might low-key, get attacked by that's a bear. And that's low-key why I didn't want to do it, because I'm like, bro, I'm really going to be out here in the fucking wilderness by myself.
Just share your location. That's the most you can do.
In the fucking wilderness by myself is crazy.
That's some real shit. But, like, shit, like I said, bro, just try it, bro.
Yeah.
Y'all got to make sure to be careful with that. Make sure that the person that you have doesn't bring you happiness. They add on to it. And speaking of happiness, right, bro? I've been thinking recently. You good?
I was checking to see where it was going next.
Okay, yeah. I've been thinking recently, like, how much I've been taking it for granted.
Okay.
So, you know how earlier, into the pod, I was talking about how we fell off type shit.
Yeah.
I didn't mean that. I was just playing.
Yeah.
But I did mean that at one point, like last week, until I was talking to my homegirl from middle school that I know. And I was just telling her, I was like, damn, man. And I fucking feel so selfish saying it. Like, I feel so stupid saying it out loud now. But I was like, sometimes I just feel like I'm in hell. Like, nothing is going how I want it to. And she told me, she said, Million, it sounds like you're controlling. I said, what the fuck? How you gonna tell me that? Like, I'm here, I am pouring my heart out. And she was just like, no, it sounds like you're controlling, because it's like you're saying that because shit isn't going your way, you're in hell.
Yeah.
So because these videos aren't popping off like I wanted to, I'm in hell. And because I feel like I'm putting in all this fucking work, these hours into this, and it's not showing, I'm in hell.
Yeah.
But it's like, fuck, bro. I can't control that.
Yeah.
I can only control how hard I'm working. And I work my ass off. Like, every fucking morning, I'm editing a new video or something. Or I'm contacting you, giving you ideas.
And that's what... But that's what I was talking about when I... Because I was feeling the same way. Mm-hmm. Like, when I made my birthday video, like... But I don't do it. Like I said, I have an issue with comparing myself to other people.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when I was like, I think I said something along the lines.
Every
like,
man does, by the way.
What?
Has that issue.
Yeah, yeah. Like I really have that issue where I'm like, damn, like, I'm right here, but this nigga right there, and I feel like I'm doing way more than, like, and it's not like on no hating shit. It's just like, damn, like, I wish I had that.
Yeah.
Envious. I feel like everybody has a form of envy inside of them. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the issue is when you indulge in that feeling of envy. I don't feel like having it is the problem. having it and understanding that it's the issue is good. Having it and not being like letting that shit consume you is bad. But I don't like
hold on, even when you do realize that it is an issue, there's no need of beating yourself up for it. You know? Cause sometimes I will realize like, fuck, I can't believe I'm looking at this other nigga's page and I'm looking at his views and he's doing this and this. And I fucking hate myself for doing that. And then it's just like, bro, like, calm down. Like, you can't compare yourself.
It took me because I had to think of the people who I look up to. Like, in the video, I was like, a lot of three people who I really look up to in, like, different realms. Like, I told my favorite rapper, my favorite actor, and my favorite, she's not really my favorite. She's my favorite female singer or my favorite female artist. And I was like, okay, where were they at when they were 23 years old? Because I'm like, I'm comparing myself to niggas like Mr. Beast, who blew up when he was 19.
Yeah.
Kassanat, he blew up when he was 20. Like, all these niggas blew up when they was young. AJ, I'm like, okay, but that's a new day. Like, let me look at the people who I really look up to. Mm-hmm. J. Cole, he only had one mixtape out. Denzel Washington, he was in theater. Like, he was still performing in theater. He hadn't even had a movie out by the time he was 23. Erykah Badu had just made her first song when she was 23 years old. Mm. So I'm sitting here, like, comparing myself to people who, like, of course, I draw inspiration from them as well, but at the end of the day, I know people who were great, who were once my age and still haven't gotten to the point where they want to be at. So why am I sitting here looking at, like, even when I compare myself to niggas who graduated already, because I'm graduating late. Yeah. I was supposed to graduate in 2021. I'm graduating in the fall, so I'm like, damn, like, this nigga already out doing this, that, and the third, but it wasn't my plan. Mm. Like, God didn't have it in the work for me to graduate in 2021. I had to transfer. I had to come to Fort Valley and do what I did here. And then now he's like, all right, now it's time for you to move to the next step. So that's how I feel. Shit. Like life's plan and your plan don't always line up.
And that's facts, bro. Like, I was talking to my little brother. Shout out to my little brother. He told me this quote. He said, life is a race with yourself.
Yeah.
And then I added on to that. And I said, you know what? Imagine that we are in a race right now. And I am running against other people. Like, even if I am running against other people, like, people in first place don't look back because they know that doing all that looking back can stop you from winning the race, my nigga.
On God.
So you worrying about another nigga and where he's going can keep
slow you down.
Can slow your fucking journey down, my nigga.
Keep you back.
That's what I'm saying, bro. So y'all just got to stay focused on yourselves, bro.
And worry about you.
It's so much easier said than done, though.
On God, it is.
Because I promise you I'm still struggling with this shit.
Yeah, no, for real. And just, this is advice. We speaking the advice that we need to give ourselves. Because, like, even, like, to this day, like, it's going to be, I'm going to go home, bro. And I'm going to be like, damn, bro. I did this, that, and the third, but this nigga did that, and the third, and he still got that. So it's like, what the, like, it happens. It's a part of being human. Mm-hmm. But you got to stop doing that.
Yeah.
If you ever ran track, that's a cardinal sin, looking back at the next nigga. Or even when you play football, if you running away, if you finna score a touchdown, the moment you do like this, when the DB hock your ass down.
So, bro, it's just taken away, bro.
Keep moving forward, bro.
And again, we're not fucking purpose. Perfect, because we're still going through this shit,
On God,
especially being young.
On God, we are.
Like, just starting out, nigga. We have to realize, nigga. Been doing this shit since October. We haven't even hit a year yet, my nigga.
And we're going to do something special for that year. But this leads in perfectly, bro. You have a conspiracy on haterism.
Yes, I fucking do. Oh, I fucking do. All right. So, tell me something. Have you heard the theory on reptilians?
What, that all famous people are reptiles?
Yes.
Yes.
Have you heard the theory on people eating babies?
You talking about, like, Hillary Clinton and shit buying babies from Jeffrey Epstein?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Yes. Have you heard the theory on Elon Musk being a fucking robot?
I mean, yeah, but, like, I feel like he is.
He might be, but still.
Like, no, Elon Musk is the greatest NPC of all time. On God.
That's besides the point. I'm going to finish out this theory. All these... Another one. In order to get rich in the music game, you have to suck a dick.
Yeah, I've heard that theory.
This is all theories that I personally think came from broke niggas. There is no fucking way. All of a sudden, all these fucking theories. You never heard no fucking theories about a homeless nigga. Oh, you have never looked at a homeless nigga and said, that nigga's a reptilian. Never looked at a fucking homeless nigga and said, that nigga's eating babies.
Nobody has ever looked at Delonte West and said that he sold his soul for his basketball.
Nobody has ever said that shit. Bro, all these fucking crazy theories that's coming out about niggas joining the Illuminati and all this, whether it's true or not, I think it's coming from a hating ass nigga. Because
a nigga with
these niggas are looking at Elon Musk and seeing how great he did and saying, There ain't no fucking way that this nigga did that shit by working hard. There ain't no fucking way this nigga put in that many hours than me at my job at McDonald's.
That's golden.
Nigga, that shit is golden, bro. Bruh, every fucking theory comes from a broke nigga that's fucking hating, my nigga. Oh, shit,
that's facts.
So, bruh.
Wow.
I just had to sit here and think about that shit, bro.
No, on God, bruh.
Broke niggas really be hating and coming up with some crazy ass ideas as to why these niggas is up here.
Because niggas be like, niggas probably like, bro, I've been working at McDonald's for $7.50 for 15 fucking years, bro.
Nigga, and I'm putting in 40 hours. I'm putting in 40 hours a week, my nigga.
These niggas see 30K a check. I haven't seen 30K in a year.
That's what I'm saying, nigga. That is what I'm saying, bro. You cannot fucking sit here and tell me these niggas, bro, on some real shit, that's some hating shit.
That is some hating shit, no cap.
That's some hating shit. You look at a rich nigga and you just can't fathom, hold up, this nigga's this rich because of this. I bet you if we blew up, my nigga, there's some conspiracies about to come out. There's going to be some conspiracies coming out. These niggas sucking dick or something. Like, something like that, my nigga. Like, bro, stop fucking hating, nigga. Focus on your motherfucking self.
What's the craziest thing? Would you suck a dick to get famous?
Hell no, nigga. I would never. I would never, bro.
Would you suck a dick for $1 million?
No, not a mil. Not a mil. And I ain't finna keep us going up or down, nigga. Just no. Not for a mil, nigga. Not for a mil.
A million's not enough.
Not for a million. Not for a fucking million. But yeah, bruh, that's what I'm saying. Like, stop fucking hating, y'all. Like, just because people are, like, they're, and I'm not saying that these conspiracies are all wrong. They could possibly be true.
Yeah.
But what the fuck does it have to do with your ass?
It don't. It don't got shit to do with you.
It really don't, bruh.
Stop hating, my nigga.
Stop fucking hating. Focus on your own grind, my nigga.
Like, and it's crazy, because they look in the back at niggas that's way ahead of them.
Yes. Yes.
You going like this. The nigga not even looking
at you. You're not even looking at that nigga. He's lapping you.
He's lapping you.
That's why you're not even going to look back at them niggas, because they're lapping you, nigga. These niggas is being lapped. That's why they're fucking looking back.
Oh, that's facts. That's facts.
Yo, that's fucking wild. Wow. That was genius, nigga. Wow. So, yeah, man. I don't know what the fuck we're going to call this. It got to be something with haters. Or stop looking back or something, nigga.
Oh, man.
So, yeah. Anything else?
Nah, man. I feel like we're listening to millions.
Now watch us get off of this pod, right?
Uh-huh.
If something went wrong with either that motherfucking audio.
Nah, we good.
Or this fucking camera, nigga. We good. That shit's going to break my motherfucking heart.
We're good. Bro. We're good. This is a great episode. Look, I'm none like Trey. None like Trey. This is my boy reaching millions. We about to start. It's a lot in the works for both of us.
Yes.
And listening to millions. Listen, we're going to start live streaming every podcast that we have solo. We got to figure out how the fuck we're going to do that. We got all the equipment to do it. We just got to figure out how we're going to get it done. We're going to start live streaming us, editing podcasts. Yep. We're going to try to get these episodes out to you faster. And when it comes to us both personally, I mean, we're both about to start our own channels up. I mean, they're already started. We just, you know.
Take it more seriously.
And trying to figure out what the fuck you guys want to see from us. So let us know in the comments what you want to see from us.
For sure.
Individually. Sure. Or do y'all even want to see us by ourselves?
But yeah, man. This is Listening to Millions. Thank y'all for listening.
Please don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe to the channel. Follow us on Instagram at Listening to Millions, TikTok at Listening to Millions, Twitter at L2M Podcast, and we'll see y'all in the next episode. Peace.